We're kicking off hour two of the Saturday edition. We're in the studio live. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Today, Mark, we did something. We actually did something worth talking about. We went to a flag burning. The UN flag burning, as a matter of fact.
And you know, it seems like whenever anybody wants to burn a flag, they're always talking about burning the United States flag. I mean,
right.
They want to pass amendments over this thing, and it seems to me that the talk of amendment passing is probably what's the fuel for most of the flag burning that goes on anyway. There's not a lot of news stories about flag burnings.
No, there's not.
It doesn't seem to happen very much. But, yeah, we went out and actually burned a flag that really needs burning. UN flag.
I've never burnt a flag before, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You and I both did it simultaneously, and there was a variety of other people who were there as well. And important point, we were burning our own private property.
Yes.
Because whenever you see a flag story in the news, it's always some punk kid that climbs up or that gets a flag off of somebody else's flagpole and sets it ablaze.
Right.
That's not what we did.
That's stealing. And arson.
Property damage.
And
yes.
All I've got to say is we've got laws against that. Now, if you want to pass a law that says that somebody can't burn a flag that they bought and paid for, I think that it's a waste of our politicians' time, and it's bad. You know, it has nothing to do with the First Amendment, which is...
It's a waste of everyone's time.
It has, you know, the First Amendment is to protect speech. All speech. It says freedom of speech. Not speech you like. Not popular speech, not speech that people can really get behind, because that doesn't need any protecting.
Exactly.
It's the really unpopular speech that needs protecting. I don't like the idea that somebody would burn a flag. I think that it's a bad idea, but...
That person, whoever decides to burn... Now you're talking about the American flag when you say a flag. When you're talking about somebody burning the American flag, I would guess that if that was indeed to occur, that individual would have probably a little bit of social ostracism to deal with. I would think that a lot of people who would witness said flag burning, American flag burning, would not really take the time to question the individual as to his motives or
why. I don't really care about the clear picture. I don't care about getting a clear picture as to why you might be burning that American flag.
Mm-hmm.
It sickens me that you would be doing it.
I think there are a lot of people that feel the way that you do on that. But I want to again point out, we were burning the UN flag,
yes,
the United Nations flag today. And, of course, why were we burning the UN flag? Well, I don't personally, I'll let you answer this, but I don't like the idea of more centralization when it comes to governments. I mean, I don't like local governments, let alone state governments, let alone federal governments, but a world government? And that is where these people want to go to.
Absolutely.
That's where these power-mongering politicians, that's what they want. They want a world government, and the UN is going to be their tool to install it on us. And, of course, the UN would also like to control all kinds of things in the United States. They want to ban guns. And the United States is actually the primary financier of the UN.
Mm-hmm.
So we really
here's what I don't really get is I, as an American citizen, am the primary financier of the United States government, who is the primary financier of the UN. So American citizens pay for the UN largely. Now, did you vote for Kofi Annan?
No,
I didn't vote for Kofi Annan. And I didn't vote for any of the other delegates that sit... I didn't vote for the delegates that's sitting for America.
Mm-hmm.
Why are these people have any kind of say over my life? Is this... I mean, this is a democracy, right? Well, there's, you know, the UN, the United States listens to a lot
Republic.
Of... So people talk about it being... democratically elected politicians that are supposed to be ruling over us, but, you know, the United States bows to what the UN says in a lot of cases. Why is that? I don't think that... I didn't vote for any of these people. This is ridiculous. Why is my money, and why am I being forced to be subjected to the United Nations? They have no legitimacy. They have no jurisdiction. I do not give them power. And it's a government by the people here on this soil.
I think if you are a UN supporter, I would like to hear from you tonight as to why it is that we might be wrong on this one. 1-800.
If you're a UN supporter, put down the grass and the patchouli and call in.
What do you mean? What grass?
The joint. Set down the joint for a minute.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, it's very, very liberal.
I've smoked
liberal
plenty of joints in my time. What are you taking jabs at me for?
I said patchouli oil. Do you have any freaking patchouli oil?
I don't even know what that is.
No, it's really hippie stuff.
Well, all right. If you are a UN supporter and you think we're wrong to burn the UN flag, 1-800-259-9231. And since we're talking about burning flags, let's just talk about the American flag burning idea. If you think that burning the American flag should be outlawed, then I want to hear from you as well at 800-259-9231. Now, I'm not going to go and burn the American flag, but I think that it should be legal. I think that people should be able to do it if they want to, if it's their American flag, if they went out and bought it for the purposes of burning it, and they're burning it on their own private property. And, you know, and as far as public property goes, I'd like to abolish public property. Would I want to see an American flag burnt on a public square owned by the government? I can't say that I could be against it because it is technically speech, and so it should be allowed, as long as they clean up their mess, you know? Don't litter.
I don't know what I think about that precisely. I mean, you know, should there be like a public arson, you know?
Well, they do have regulations against burning things in public.
They do, and I mean, if there's a trash can full of trash and you toss, a lit match into that trash can and you set it on fire in the middle of the street, I think that it. I don't like that. I think that might maybe that should be against the law.
Just burning things in public, a minor misdemeanor. You're just burning anything in public.
Burning things in public, yeah. Right. I mean, just like things on
but
fire.
But not a specific law against burning the flag.
No.
You're not looking for that.
No.
But if you think that's a good idea, 800-259-9231. But wow, what a great turnout today. It was actually the third annual UN flag burn here in New Hampshire. Of course, the chosen to be the free state. And I would say there was a good 20 people that showed up today. Cumulatively, you and your wife were there in the morning, and then you guys left. A couple other people showed up afterwards. And, in fact, a couple of our listeners arrived that had never been up to, I guess, to participate in a Free State it wasn't a Free State Project function, but there were Free State Project members in attendance to participate in a function like that. And let's see, it was Corey and Jason. A couple of our listeners came up from Massachusetts. It was cool, man.
Yeah, it was like a Free Talk Live remote broadcast, almost.
Yeah, one guy was there with a Free Talk Live hat. Another one of our listeners had a Free Talk Live T-shirt, and it was very cool. So we had a lot of fun with that, and I'm sure we'll get that picture up. I think there was a few pictures taken of us. We'll try to round those up, maybe post them online or something like that so you can see it happening. All right, 800-259-9231. So if you are a UN supporter, or if you are somebody that supports the banning of burning an American flag, now wouldn't that be two completely separate viewpoints? As far as the two different types of people we're asking to call in?
Really, I guess it would be. It seemed like if you are somebody who would want to see legislation against burning the American flag,
that you wouldn't be a UN supporter.
You'd be one of those really conservative, stodgy types.
Yeah.
And if you would want to see legislation against burning a UN flag, you'd probably be one of those, one world government kind of flighty hippie types. I don't know, maybe.
Let's find out who John in Boca Raton is, listening on WFTL. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is you talk about spending money. You worry about the money we spend for the UN, which I support the UN.
You do? Why?
Well, because we can't go on every country and have enemies. We got to make friends with some of these countries.
I would concur with you on
that. Let me
finish. Absolutely. I just want to say I believe totally with what you're saying as far as not making enemies.
We just don't have the troops or the money. And you talk about money for the UN. This war is costing us $250 million a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what should be the biggest complaint.
I've heard numbers as high as $2 trillion that it's going to cost us in the long run.
Yeah, we're not for the war either, see.
A day, yeah, but wasting money. There's where the money's being wasted.
Hey,
if we do
it's all being wasted.
Now, what if we made our friends, what if we brought all of our troops home from the 130 out of 190 UN member states that we have troops in? And I can't imagine that the people of those countries are really happy about that. Probably just the countries themselves are happy about having us there. What if we brought all those troops back home and we did a lot of business with people and, you know, made them happy that way? And just got out of the UN.
What if we went to the UN, to Iraq, and made sure there was no weapons and we wouldn't have had almost 3,000 Americans killed? And
The UN was doing that for 10 years. Somehow or another, the American people, the majority of them, did not believe the UN.
I want to bring John back and find out why he believes in the UN. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's a bulletin board system there, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it. In fact, there's over 140,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of people to talk to as well. There's over, I think, 1,400 members at this point. So get interactive with us and our listenership over there at bbs.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it's totally free. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. And we were hanging out with some Free State Project members today and burning UN flags because the UN is an organization that the United States, as a country, does not belong in. Now, we've actually got John on the line with us from Boca Raton, listening on WFTL. John, I wanted to bring you back. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you said you liked the UN because it was an organization that would allow us to make friends with other countries around the world. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes. If you believe that we can't continue to send troops all over, be policemen all over the world, the only thing that would help us is to get more involved and supportive of the UN. They can keep us from sending our soldiers.
Here's why you're wrong about that. First of all, we are not going to be involved in the UN. Politically appointed bureaucrats are going to be involved in the UN. Some guy that was appointed by the president or whoever it is that appoints the UN ambassador is the guy who's going to talk to those other countries. And he's not going to talk to the people of those other countries. He's going to talk to other appointed bureaucrats about their issues.
I mean, as much trouble as you might have with, say, the leadership of this country now, you may or may not, but at some point you've had a problem with it. Imagine how much problem, say, somebody in Saudi Arabia may have with a king. I mean, the leadership of a given country, the rulers of a given country, do not represent the people of that given country.
Absolutely. There's no way it could possibly be the case. And when you go in, and when you go into these UN meetings and you take a position on whatever the issue is, you take a position for the United States, then that's inevitably, while it might make friends, so-called, with another some of the other people representing the other countries in that room, it's going to alienate and anger the other ones. You can't possibly make friends with them all, so the best answer, and I'd like to hear what you think about this, John, is to withdraw from the UN and just simply allow business people in the United States to transact business with other people in other countries. The government doesn't belong in the friends making business because the government is a lousy friend to anyone. Your thoughts?
When you say lousy friend, you mean even the overseas? When Rumsfeld called Germany and France old Europe, that was an insult. These are the things.
Exactly. This is why the government doesn't belong in dealing with other countries overseas. The government should just shut up. And I'd prefer just go away, but it's inevitably going to be there to some extent. It doesn't belong calling anybody names overseas. It just needs to stay out of it entirely.
Except when we went to France and begged them to help us defeat England so we could win our freedom. Do you remember that?
You're talking about the Revolutionary War?
We didn't get a hell of a lot of help, by the way, from France. And, you know, they were enmeshed in a war with England at the same time.
And we didn't really have a government at that point anyway. But, John, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
800-259-9231. Let's continue here. We've got Mike on the line in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm not opposed to burning the UN flag.
Actually,
but you know what? I'm not opposed to a ban on burning the American flag either. Although I'm not opposed to anyone not getting arrested for beating up someone that is burning American flag.
I understand where you're coming from on that, but
but you think somebody should be able to beat up an individual burning a flag?
How about this scenario here?
I'm not for a ban on. I mean, that's just silly. I mean, to ban, like, oh, don't burn our flag or whatever. But if someone wants to take it that far, then if someone was insulted by that and choose to beat up someone burning the American flag, then I think our law enforcement should look the other way.
I think the chances are very good as to what you're saying is probably what's going to happen. But let's look at this scenario here. Let's say I'm, like, chemically imbalanced, right?
Right.
The chances are good, but I'm not chemically imbalanced in this manner.
Yeah.
And I'm on my front lawn in the house that I paid for and that I put a mortgage, a check into the mailbox to pay the mortgage every single month. And I decide I want to burn my flag. You know, for whatever reason, I've seen something on the news. I take my flag off the flagpole, and I'm going to set this baby on fire in my front yard. Do you think it's cool, it's all right, that a cop perhaps shouldn't protect me if somebody comes onto my property and beats my butt?
No, not on your own private property, but if you're on, like, a public, like,
Yeah,
public
it's
street,
the public,
or public
it's that public
park
aspect
and
that
trying to make a statement by burning a flag, which, you know, I mean, a lot of people do that. And,
yeah, I'm
not opposed to them doing it, but it's like, well, if it's kind of like asking to get your ass kicked.
Sure.
Well,
are.
That's why we need to get rid of public property. And thank you for the call, Mike. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Because if all property was private.
Yep.
Then we wouldn't have these issues anymore over what is speech, what's okay, what's not okay.
You know, public property makes all kinds of problems because if in the terminology public, people sort of believe, I mean, I sort of believe I own this property a little bit with everybody else. So my opinion counts
right
here on this property. Well, I don't know about you, Ian, but I think that most people's opinions stink and I don't want to be subjected to them. Now, oddly, I go on property all day long that does not belong to me, but I have, you know, I feel like I have every right to go there. You know, I go to lunch at Chili's, I go, I do some shopping at Target, I might go and wash down my burger from Chili's at a local beer hall, I might go play some pool, whatever. I walk onto people's private property all day long. They welcome me.
But they have the prerogative to kick your butt out anytime
right
they
if
want
I
to.
If I decide to start burning flags in their bar.
Even if you just you know, want to insult the bartender.
Right.
I mean, whatever.
Whatever.
They can send. That's the cool thing about private property is you, as the private property owner, gets to set whatever rules you want to. Or at least that's the way it should be. When there's pesky government around, the government says, well, you have to prevent everybody from smoking in your house or in your bar or your business. No, you can't allow those, you have to allow everyone in. Oh, whoa, you want to have women only? No, that's discrimination. You know, we don't need the government telling us what we can and can't do with our own private property. If there's going to be, and inevitably there will be, if there are going to be jerks, say racists, for instance, that want to open up their own little racist store and sell, say, white power merchandise or black
power
merchandise
only.
To white people only or black people only, then let them and allow the marketplace to punish those individuals. Allow the people, the patrons or potential patrons, to make an individual decision, as people do every single day, as to whether or not to go through the doors of that business and as to whether or not to spread the word about how lousy a business person that guy is. He will be punished on his own.
Right, by people not buying his products.
We don't need mommy government around to handle this. Let's go to, I believe it's Todd in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi there, guys.
Hey, Tom. What's on your mind?
I'd like to speak to the flag burning issue.
Yes, sir.
I take a fairly conservative bent on most things. In this this instance, I don't really have a problem with talking about legislating about it, because it comes up often, because when somebody burns a flag, it creates a lot of anger.
Absolutely, it does. And Todd, I don't want you to be angry, but I want to hang through. I want you to hang through this break so we can come back with more of you. Hang on, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there because they are totally free. And that does include the listener map. We got listeners from around the world, over 1,700 of them, who've taken the time to add themselves to said listener map at map.freetalklive.com. So you can scroll around the world and see who else is a Free Talk Live listener. And you can add yourself to it as well. Map.freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That is akidsjourney.com. As we go back to Todd in Indianapolis, waiting patiently, listening on WXNT. Todd, go ahead and just restart because we kind of came up to that break and it's immobile. So what were you saying before?
Well, what I was speaking to was that I don't mind people talking about legislating. Our politicians talking about legislating against flag burning because I think what they're just speaking to is something that angers myself and it angers most Americans.
But wait a minute, Todd. The First Amendment was created to protect unpopular speech, precisely the speech that makes you angry.
I said talking about it. You know what I mean?
But if they talk about it too much, they're going to make a law, and then we've got a problem.
No, they won't. They've been talking about it for a long time. I don't think a law will be passed. It's there.
You know, it took the communists a little while to put Social Security in place, but they finally did it.
Yes, they did. I think this one will keep itself in check, though. I think most other acts like this that most Americans find reprehensible, the public venue will take care of it.
I think that they're only talking about it to, like, get votes, and then they're just going to shelve it and not do anything about it?
Absolutely, because it's something that fires a lot of people up.
Very good.
And I think that, you know, something like if my neighbor burns a flag on his lawn, mm-hmm. right, on his private property, like your earlier caller, I'm not going to encourage somebody to go over and beat him up. But there are many other ways to punish him. You know, we can make a
social ostracism would be the answer.
he can lose his job. You know,
you could not talk to him, not allow your kids to go play with his kids, that sort of thing.
It goes on and on and on.
Ostracism is a very, very powerful mechanism. Now, since we're talking about flag burning, just want to get your thoughts. How about burning UN flags? What do you think of that?
That's fine.
All right, good deal. Thanks for the call, Todd. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line, as we go to Grand Rapids. Listening on WTKG, it's Jay. Hello, Jay.
Yes, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Gentlemen, I wonder if you can explain the paradox that I'm looking at. You know, I don't understand how conservatives who support globalization and one-world free marketplace are so heartily against the centralization of government within the United Nations.
Wait, can you run that by me one more time?
Okay. A conservative penchant is the globalization philosophy economically of a one-world marketplace.
Well, yes.
No tariffs at the borders,
mm-hmm.
right? And that propensity has gained steam, and particularly since Reagan pulled down the tariffs at the borders, and Margaret Thatcher did the same, and that's been the economic tendency for the last 20 years.
Okay.
With that phenomenon, without being argued about or debated, taking place, why are the same conservatives so against centralization of government within the United Nations?
Well, I don't think the conservatives, I mean, the ones that call the show probably are, but I mean, the ones that call themselves conservatives in office certainly are for the United Nations, because they haven't done anything to get the United States out. And to answer your question, though, I think...
But you mentioned that you were against that. One of the speakers on the show here said they were against the centralization of government.
That would be me. I'm against
States.
I am for decentralization. I'm against the federal government. I mean, I don't want a United Nations. I don't even want a federal government, my friend, because the more you centralize, the less control each individual has over the results of whatever it is that central organization is doing.
What about centralization then of the economic world?
That's not centralization. That's a misnomer. What you were talking about is dropping trade restrictions, which I don't see happening at all. I see more trade restrictions all the time. But nonetheless, if you're dropping trade restrictions, you're talking about decentralization in that each individual, each businessman can do business with whomever he wants to around the world at the drop of a dime, at a pickup of a phone, at a send of an email. That's not centralization.
That would be then a centralized marketplace, even to the degree that there would be a universal coinage, which has already happened in Europe. It's called the euro. And there have been droppings of tariffs and trading restrictions.
I question it because there's always new little trade packages. They call it free trade, but it's not free trade.
The simple fact that they call NAFTA a free trade doesn't mean that it's free trade. You don't need 700 pages of literature to make free trade.
I'm in Michigan, and they used to build cars in Hamtramck in Dearborn, which they now build in Mexico. And the reason they do that is that the tariffs at the border that Reagan abolished, which used to put the price of that car equal to it being produced here in America, which meant it was superfluous for that car company to go to Matamoros, Mexico, that tariff was removed.
You're oversimplifying that issue.
I only have a few minutes, man, but that's about as succinct as I can be.
And here's why you're oversimplifying it. There's a bunch of other factors as to why products are going outside of the United States to be manufactured.
Elimination of tariffs is one of them, and it's a primary one.
Maybe so in that particular case, but there's also the fact that we've got a minimum wage here driving up wages. We've also got extreme regulation on the part of the federal government, organization like OSHA and other local regulatory agencies. It just makes it more and more expensive for people to do business within the borders of the United States. So it's inevitable that they're going to want to cut costs and go elsewhere where they have to.
That's totally propaganda. The reason
propaganda?
That those absolutely the propaganda that the conservative movement has put out into the public mind is that it's too expensive to keep our companies here. It's too restrictive to the profit of those corporations. That's pure poppycock.
Have you ever tried to start your own business?
Yes, but not on the scale of General Motors or Electrolux.
Well, if you're even on a small scale, you should know that you have to jump through a bunch of government hoops. You have to get the permits. You have to pay bribes, which is essentially what permits are. You're paying bribes to the government agencies so they don't come in and shut your business down. And you have to jump through all kinds of hoops and government mandates in order to just simply open your doors to other people. Now you
Let's
get
talk
bigger.
About one of those hoops here in Michigan, right next to the Canadian border. For years, Amway was bringing products across the border from Canada.
Okay.
And we're not paying taxes.
Great.
Which would be to their financial bottom line profit, correct?
It's to everybody's
caught,
profit,
caught,
my friend.
When they were caught, they went and lobbied like mad to get the tariffs at the border removed. So what
I'd
would
like
be legal at one time?
Removed.
Well, again, fine. We've lost 58,000 jobs in a year here, and the primary reason for that is that companies find it now to their benefit to move and make a product for 30
It's because
dollars.
People who want to put restrictive, you know, all these rules on companies just make it so that they don't want to live there. Guys
There's
like
no
you
rules,
who want to put a,
There's
guys
no,
like you that want to put a bunch of rules
companies.
On a company have driven them away. Shame
no,
on you.
No, they went away because they can make money
right.
with somebody in Bangladesh at 30
Do
cents
you
want to
make money? Hold on. Do
well,
you want to make money?
Of course
money?
I do.
Yes.
Of course I do.
So
the
that's what you're holding against
this country
these guys.
For centuries was that there was a tariff structure that was completely gutted. And
that,
that
has nothing to do. The tariffs have nothing to do with protecting Americans.
No,
they have
no.
everything to
well,
do with enriching politicians.
The backbone of our industry.
Look,
the tariffs
may help you in your business, but they may harm me in my business. It's just politicians doing what they do, which is reward their friends and punish their enemies.
See, this isn't
all
a liberal...
you want to do is pick up a gun and point it at somebody.
This
because that's
friends,
what the government is.
No, let's not bring guns into the issue.
No, no, you
let's
are be, bringing guns into the issue.
That's what the government
issue.
Does. It's all
yes,
it does. Let me explain.
You,
now, Jay, hang on. I'll explain this to you. It's very simple. If I want to do business with somebody in China, in a free country, I would be able to pick up the phone and order a bunch of products and have them delivered to me. But it doesn't work that way because of people like you that want to come in and say, whoa, you can't have products delivered from another country like China. We're going to charge you import tariffs on that. And if you don't pay those import tariffs, we're going to come in and shut your business down. And if you don't want us to shut your business down, then we're going to shoot you.
Why do we have such a preponderance of an imbalance in our trade right now?
Because of all the regulations in the United States.
Now, wait a minute. You just told me those regulations have been removed in a trade balance.
I have not told
tell
that.
You that. You said,
that.
You said they've been removed. I say there's regulation upon regulation, tariff upon tariff.
Jay, hang on. We'll bring you back because you're really competitive, and we'll talk to you about this because I want to show you where the gun is. There really is a gun out there.
Oh, yeah.
We talk live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows, you name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com. How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, and enjoy them. They're on us. Though, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you vote for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Easy way to register your appreciation for the show. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. It won't be spammed. It won't be sold. It just helps Free Talk Live get into the top 10 podcasts of the world. We are currently the number 4 podcast in the world, which is pretty good, but we can be higher on that chart with your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Now, we're going back to Jay in Michigan. You're listening on WTKG. Jay, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, we're talking about trade barriers, restrictions, why companies move outside of the country. And I think, Jay, that you're kind of stuck in this conservative, liberal paradigm. And I want to make it clear that Free Talk Live, Mark and Ian, are not conservatives, nor are we liberals. We happen to be individuals who believe in liberty.
Now, the issue isn't you folks. That hasn't been the issue at all.
Well,
the issue has been our country and what's going on economically.
Well, and I
that
and we
from
were
a conversation from another caller.
We were getting into where the gun is, and you said don't bring guns into this. Well, guns are in it, and I wanted to make sure that you understood that that is inevitably going to be the case when you're
whether
talking about government
liberal
regulations.
Whether it's the liberal agenda or the conservative agenda, there's a gun.
Now, are you somebody in your personal life who makes a habit of pointing guns at people?
Okay, are you using the word gun metaphorically here? Or do you
no,
mean
I mean a gun that
a
can
real
shoot
live
people
gun.
And hurt them. Are you somebody who likes to point guns
course.
At people?
Of course, it's a rhetorical question. Of course not.
Okay, it's
we're
a
going
serious
down a
question.
Path that's way far from, I think, from the nuclear is what we're talking about.
It's a serious question, and we're going to, I'll let you make your point, but I want you to understand where the gun is, okay? Because there is a gun when we're talking about dealing with international trade. So you aren't somebody that would ever consider pointing a gun at your neighbor and demanding that he do things for you. I just want to make that clear.
Of course
not. Okay.
Neither would I beat somebody up for burning a flag. Which,
I'm not either. No. I'm not that way either. Now, would you, for instance, get together with some neighbors and all of you, maybe 10 neighbors, would you go and point weapons at another one of your maybe less liked neighbors and demand things of him?
No, what you're talking
at
about is...
At what point does pointing guns at people become okay, sir? At
yep.
innocent people?
Again, you're asking rhetorical questions.
No, I'm asking serious questions.
Wall. Of course, you can't justify, you just said pointing a gun at innocent people. There's no justification ever for that.
Okay,
it has been our historical tendency to do that.
That's what the government is every single time, though. Do you
right.
understand? That in order to get what you want... You use the government to do it, you have to use guns.
Right, in your case,
now,
you want
or the threat of a gun.
Right.
You want to get the government to do what I want, I have to use a gun?
Yep. The government uses guns. It's not you, sir. You're asking the government to impose tariffs on people for doing business outside of this, outside of the United States. And therefore, if
That's not a gun.
Here's how long
that worked in this country, and it worked rather well during a period of unparalleled prosperity
violence,
by the corporations
sir,
in this nation.
You're talking about violence is working, and I don't agree with being violent
towards
others.
Violence is working. When you have corporations pay their fair share of taxes instead of having 150 corporations
in a
house.
You're going way too far fast.
That's not a gun. The corporations have moved offshore into tax-free islands into the Atlantic Ocean.
When I want to do business with another company or another individual in another country, and the government says, okay, you can do business as long as you pay this import tax, they are pointing a weapon at me. They aren't showing it right away, but they're threatening me with violence if I don't follow their orders, sir. And that's a problem.
I'm trying not to laugh.
You think that's funny?
You're using they don't point guns.
Okay,
they don't literally point
guns
because they don't have to.
Which is ridiculous.
They don't literally point a gun because they don't have to. You know they'll use it.
You know that if you're doing business with another person in another country and you don't pay those import taxes and the government gets wind of it, they're not going to point a gun right away, sir, but they will send you a letter. They will send you a letter demanding that you pay their import tariffs.
Rightfully so. Exactly. If we were being ripped off by Canada or Mexico and they weren't paying their... If we, United States... We should write a letter, and we would say,
"I'm talking about me, sir."
Right?
You just said that it wasn't cool to get 10 of your friends together in order to rob somebody, but it is cool if you use the mantle of government, and that's just getting a bunch of your friends together.
Rob somebody? I don't. Are we on the same planet here?
No,
apparently
you're
not.
You're on the violent
terrorist,
sir. It's okay to use violence and guns to get what I want.
Can I speak now, please?
Yes, sir.
You went through a whole long line at which I have trouble following, but. The friends that you said that the government wants to make, I don't know what your point was there, but the propensity with our government, you said in our initial conversation something about the government being friends or making friends.
No.
Are you referring to the government making friends with corporations? Was that your point?
I don't even know what you're referring to at this point.
Play the tape. It was earlier, and I would point out that, yes, the government has made friends with corporations, and one of the things that corporations desperately wanted was to be able to put their marketplace and construct their product offshore at rates which are ludicrous.
Okay, sir.
And
I am not for corporations. In a free country, the corporations essentially are a construct of the government. If we get the government out of business, then we'll no longer have corporations. We'll just have businesses run by individuals. But that's not the issue. I still want to try to help you find the gun, because you seem to have a tough time with it. So let's continue this, and I'm going to make it very crystal clear. And if you don't get it, well, you don't get it. But if I'm doing business, we're not talking about a corporation. We're talking about me, Ian, the host of Free Talk Live, okay? Let's just not even think about corporations here. I'm doing business, Jay, with somebody in another country. The government demands that I pay, the government, which is an organization of individuals, demands that I pay them a tribute in the form of a tax to do business with that person in the other country. Are you with me so far?
Their government demands that.
The United States government does it too. Are you with me so far?
Only if they're doing business with a country indigenous to the United States. The United States doesn't make you pay tariff to a foreign country.
No, they make me pay tariffs to the United States.
Yeah, you make
import
it sound like
tariffs.
The other way around.
So we're on the same page, right? They want me to pay them money, right? The United States government wants me to pay them money. We agree, yes?
The United States wants a company in our country.
We're talking about Ian,
business,
the host of Free Talk Live.
When it does business, it is responsible to pay tariff. It used to be that way. It's not that way any longer.
You're telling me people don't pay tariffs in this country?
Not like they did before.
You're telling me there are no companies in the United States that pay tariffs to the United States?
Political history goes. You remember the candidacy of Ronald Reagan, and he ran against Perot, I think, the guy.
Okay, look, I don't want to get off on the politics, sir. This is not about politics.
Well, unfortunately, we can't escape politics.
I'm going to escape it now, or we're just going to end this conversation. I want you to understand where the gun is. Okay, so let's say what you're saying is true, and I don't believe it for a moment, that nobody in the United States pays import taxes anymore. There are regulations on...
Neither do they pay their taxes.
You're out of your mind. What? There are...
You're out of your mind. You want me to tell the companies that have moved offshore...
There are regulations, Jay, that require you to, for instance, put certain things on labels. So if you want to sell a product here in the United States from another country, you have to put a certain thing on a label. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but it's kind of new what we're talking about.
Okay, no, it absolutely has to. Okay, you don't tell me what we're talking about, Jay.
That exists in this country
for 150 years. Go ahead and put him down now, if you would, please. He just wants to make points. You don't tell me what we're talking about. I'm telling you where the gun is, and you don't want to see it. So now you're going to understand, because he did agree that you do have to put certain things on labels. For instance, if you're getting wine from another country, you have to put certain things on the label. This is a regulation, and it's for real.
And the label really doesn't have anything to do with it. He was suggesting that we bring in tariffs, which is the suggestion that we use the gun.
He's saying we should bring tariffs back.
Correct.
Okay. Anyway, either way, it's the government telling me I have to do certain things, whether it be change the label or or pay them money in order to bring these products in. And if I don't want to do those things as a so-called free individual, because I just want to do business with somebody without having to do whatever it is the government wants me to do, they're going to send me a mean letter that says, hey, Ian, we found out you weren't paying these tariffs, or we found out you didn't change the label on that bottle of wine. You better pay up or else. Or else what? You're going to send me another letter? Well, they will. They'll send a few more letters, as a matter of fact. And then they'll send me a letter on red paper to signify how angry they are that I haven't paid their tariffs or I haven't changed my label for them. And eventually, when I continue to refuse to pay those tariffs or change my label,
the guys with the guns will bust in.
They're going to send their enforcers to my place of business. In this case, it would be my home. And they're going to come in with guns. And they're going to say, you either pay up now or we're going to take you to the clink. And if I don't want to pay, and I don't want to go to the clink because I think I'm a free person, then they're going to whip out their guns and shoot me. Jay, do you see the gun or not?
That is the biggest fairy tale I've heard.
You are insane, Jay. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
Look, that's how the government does business. You can't have a government unless you're willing to shoot people over what it is that you want done.
Precisely
right.
That's
what the government does. It shoots people, and it does it very well.
If you don't believe it, Jay, why don't you try disobeying them?
Try not carrying your driver's license with you. Try driving without a driver's license. Does it mean you can't drive very well? No, it doesn't mean that. That little piece of plastic doesn't mean I'm a good driver.
Hour number three is on the way. Do you see the gun? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.